Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today is a new album from Ali Venable called Heart of Fire. Here's some Texas-style kick-ass blues for you. Heart of Fire, the follow-up to 2018's Texas Honey, sees this talented singer-guitarist coming out swinging. Urgent and passionate, this disc is surely the sound of our times. My vision was to really spread a positive message of love, Ali says. The world needs that right now. Still in her early 20s, Venable rocks with swagger and confidence. Key cut here? Bring On the Pain, featuring Kenny Wayne Shepherd. From Heart of Fire, this is Ali Venable on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Fire, that was Ali Venable with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bring On the Pain. Album review number two, Damage Control from Curtis Salgado on the Alligator label. Curtis Salgado's first album in 4 years is a stone soul party. Damage Control, due February 26th, is a raucous, joyous good time with a Fats Domino kind of feel. Not entirely unexpected from a guy that supposedly inspired the Blues Brothers. Word on his music is that it's triumphant, blues-soaked R&B, and that's Damage Control. Key cut, the fix is in. From Damage Control, here's Curtis Salgado on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Hello, music lovers. It's the 21st century. But the more times change, the more the old hustle remains the same. And I've learned if it sounds too good to be true, it usually isn't good or true. I've learned to question everything and not to be a fool and believe the spin. And I watch my back because the fix is in. The fix is in. Long before we toss the dice, they sized us up, or they figured right. They know how to keep you hooked, take more money from your pocketbook. 'Cause there's a sucker born every day. They can see you coming a mile away. They'll meet and greet, call you their friend, but behind your back they're whispering the fix is in. Well, well, the fix is in. Now wait a minute. Remember the crash 2008 and your 401k? It's the number on your pay stub that you file away. It's the golden ticket that's just a tease that you'll retire to a life of ease. But those dreams that vanish from crooked business dealings, white-collar crime, greed, and corporate stealing. Not one CEO responsible did time in the pen, 'cause they're the one percenters, Americans. The fix was in. The fix was in. Somebody play me the blues. It's election time, we're standing in line. Elephants, donkeys casting pearls before the swine. They promise to make a change, tell us what we want to hear, tempt us with hope and hook us with fear. It's the same old okey-doke, I think you might agree. Backroom politicians with trump cards up their sleeves. Still I always show to cast my vote again, but it's hard to trust the system when the fix is in. Well, yeah, the fix is in. I know it hurts you, don't it? You're supposed to look out for one another. Trust nobody these days. What's happening to our country? There's so much greed. The fix is in. Ow. The fix is in.
his new record Damage Control. That was Curtis Salgado with The Fix Is In. Moving on to album review number 3, Too Mean to Die from Accept, and this is on Nuclear Blast. If there were an Olympic marathon of heavy metal, I'd bet on Accept. They've had a long career and in 2021 show no signs of slowing down. Too Mean to Die, their 5th album since a 2010 resurrection, is a hard, aggressive, fast thing of beauty. Produced again by Andy Sneap of Judas Priest, Megadeth, and Saxon fame, this is a glorious metal statement. Key cut, The Undertaker. From Too Mean to Die, here is Accept on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
The Undertaker knows.
That was the first single from Accept's new album, Too Mean to Die, The Undertaker. Moving on to album review number 4, When I Open by Cat Dancer, an independent release. Dancer's 6th album reflects her decades-long crawl through the back alleys of blues joints from Havana to Edmonton. When I Open ranges from punk energy to deep slow blues, Afro-Cuban jazz, and traditional New Orleans musical joie de vivre. It's quite a trip. Key cut here, End of Days. From When I Open, it's Cat Dancer on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
If I have to, I'm gonna give you one. There ain't no control in the fall of the moons or the rise of the suns. At the end of days, we'll be okay. Lay your worried mind, lay it soft on this pillow.
Dancer off of When I Open with End of Days. My fifth album review for today, The Blues Groove Sessions No. 1 by Shaken Woods. It's an independent release. Funk and blues with a jam band feel. It's all here on Shaken Woods' debut 4-song EP. The Blues Groove Sessions No. 1 is elemental with a thick backbeat and grooves as wide as any freeway you'd care to name. The two Stevies, Wonder and Vaughn, would really dig this. Key cut, Still Alive. From The Blues Groove Sessions No. 1 is Shaken Woods on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
But living life without you.
off of the Blues Groove Sessions number one, that was Shaken Woods with Still Alive. My sixth and final review for today, Ominous by Lake of Tears on the AFM label. In a country full of progressive social policies and tall blonde chicks, what exactly do the Swedes have to be depressed about? Plenty, if you are to believe Lake of Tears. After nearly a decade of silence, Daniel Brenner and his fellow pioneers of dark music have returned with Ominous. With songs rooted in illness and depression, it's the perfect soundtrack for the short gray days and long, cold, dark nights. You've been warned. Key cut on this one, In Gloom. From Ominous, it's Lake of Tears on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
The universe is singing, and everything is ringing with frequency stinging. Years go too fast.
Was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.